Welcome to the short introductory notes to Harm by Phoebe Eclair Powell. The audio described performance will take place at the Bush Theatre on Thursday, June the 10th. There will be a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. delivered with COVID safety measures in place. The short introductory notes will begin at 7:15 p.m. and the performance itself at 7:30. The play lasts for approximately 75 minutes without an interval. The describer will be me, Di Langford. Please note there will be periods with little description as the dialogue is self-explanatory and very fast. The theatre advertising describes Harm as a thrilling and razor-sharp twisted comedy on the corrosive effects of social media and isolation. The performance takes place in the main auditorium, the Holloway Theatre, where the seating has been reduced and refigured to comply with government COVID regulations. The audience is seated on three sides of a raised stage, which thrusts forward into the space, and the action is described from the aspect of someone seated in the central block. The back wall is of plain brick, with four narrow fluorescent lights fixed vertically at regular intervals. The stage is about 6 metres deep and 5 metres wide and is covered with a plain, very bright green carpet. Sitting propped against the back wall and dominating the space is an enormous soft toy. It's a child's cuddly bunny rabbit, but of gigantic proportions. Made of soft grey plush, it's about 2 metres tall with long ears which hang down on either side of its huge round face. It has a small pink nose and two black circles for eyes set wide apart. Each black circle has a small white dot inside it to represent a reflection, an effect used by portrait painters to make their subjects look alive. The rabbit has no mouth. Its head and body are of pale grey plush, but the plump arms and legs are a slightly darker grey. It's propped in a sitting position, but slightly slumped with its legs apart and the velvety grey soles of its feet facing towards us. Apart from the rabbit, there is only one other item on the stage. It's a modern chair with slender chromium legs. The gently curved seat and back are in one piece and are formed of translucent midnight blue plastic. The chair stands close to us, towards the right-hand corner of the stage. Harm is a play with one performer, known only as Woman. We never discover her name. She's a tall, slim young woman in her 30s, with long brown hair worn straight with a centre parting. She has a fair complexion, well-defined eyebrows, and challenging blue eyes. The woman is strikingly dressed in what might be called a smart casual style. The design of her bright red trouser suit adds the casual air to her outfit, but the soft red fabric has a slight sheen and looks expensive. The long-sleeved jacket is straight and falls to thigh length. It's worn open over a black short-sleeved T-shirt with a scoop neckline. The matching trousers are loose-legged and tied at the waist, and her shoes are multicoloured high-top lace-up trainers. The woman addresses us directly, making expansive gestures as she draws us into her story. She sometimes sits on the chair, leaning forward to take us into her confidence, shrugging her shoulders or tensing her body and splaying her fingers as she remembers a particular conversation. At other times, she retreats towards the back wall, then faces us, sitting on the floor between the rabbit's soft feet. The story covers some months, and the passing of time is accompanied by sound effects and conveyed by changes in the lighting. Cast and creatives. Woman is played by Kelly Goff. Harm was written by Phoebe Eclair Powell. Set and costume designer, Rosanna Wise. Lighting designer, Lee Curran. Sound designer, Jasmine Kent Rodgman. Prop maker, Liz Putland. Movement director, Chi San Howard. Dramaturg, Deirdre O'Halloran. The play was directed by Atri Banerjee. If you have any queries about your visit to an audio-described performance at the Bush, please contact Ed Theakston at bushtheatre.co.uk.